a lot of people hear the phrase spiritual director and aren't quite sure what that means. It can sound a little formal, maybe even a bit intimidating, but at its heart, it's something very simple and very human. A spiritual director is someone who walks with you in your relationship with God, not to tell you what to do, not to fix anything, but to help you notice where God is already present and at work in your life. In many ways, it's about learning to pay attention. And of course, it's a deeply biblical idea. Think of Samuel hearing a voice in the night. It was Eli who helped him recognize it was the Lord. Or the way our Lord Christ walked with his disciples, asking questions, listening, helping them see what they couldn't yet see. That kind of spiritual companionship has been part of the life of faith for centuries, people helping one another listen for God. And today, especially, in a world full of noise, most people don't need more information. They need space. Space to be honest, space to listen, space to notice God. A spiritual director offers that kind of space. That's where the Pneuma Institute comes in. Here to talk to us about the Pneuma Instant is Kathy Yarzabinski. She is a spiritual director and joins us. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John, very much.
So, Kathy, when I was, I don't know, maybe 25 years old, I heard about the term spiritual director. And I thought, oh, that's for Pentecostals. No, it wasn't. I mean, I ended up with a spiritual director many years after that. But that was just my initial read of it. So I'm sure people aren't familiar with that term. Is it something people should be concerned about? Is it something people should embrace? I mean, how should people look at it?
Well, I think sometimes it can be a little misleading in that a spiritual director really is not the director. What a good spiritual director recognizes, God is the director. And a good spiritual director is helping you listen to the real director in your life. And opening you up to perhaps ways you've missed God or other ways of hearing God or helping you through a dry space when you're not particularly engaged with God. So it's much more the idea that God is the director and a spiritual director is helping you listen to that voice in your life. Hmm.
So, Kath, best case scenario, what does that look like? Someone has a spiritual director. Is it a daily interaction, weekly, monthly, and it goes back and forth between the director himself and someone who is leaning into Jesus? Can you talk about that relationship?
Sure. Typically, most people meet with their spiritual director every month or every 6 weeks. And the conversation is centered around whatever the person coming to the director wants to talk about. Most of the time, you're talking about what's going on in your prayer life, where you might have felt an experience of God and you're trying to make sense of it. Sometimes looking for what are the voices in my life I'm listening to and are they really God or am I being tempted in some other direction? So the directee or the person coming to the director sets the tempo and the tone and what we talk about. Very often people sit down with me and start with, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. And we simply talk about where they've been in their prayer, et cetera. And an hour goes by and we've talked about God for an hour.
And so the whole purpose from the director and the directee, of course, is to just essentially draw closer to the Lord. Yeah?
Absolutely. That is the whole goal of any good spiritual director is how are you in your relationship with God and how can I help you deepen that relationship or listen more attentively in that relationship?
So do you see yourself as an interpreter?
Sometimes, well, there might be an instance where someone tells me a story and I might say, you know what, let's stop and think about that. Here's what I heard you say. Is that what you heard? And we might dig into it a little more deeply than they have. Or sometimes I'll just stop and sit with someone and say, look what you just said. Think about God took time to have that conversation with you. So sometimes sometimes it's a little like interpretation. More often than not, it's helping the person listen more deeply. I'm not interpreting God as much as I'm hoping to help illuminate what God is saying for the person.
So let's talk about the Pneuma Institute. It's located right here in the city of Pittsburgh for people who are leaning into a deeper relationship with God and for those who perhaps have more practical experience and insight and spiritual maturity who could be spiritual directors. The Pneuma Institute exists for both of those sides, yes?
Absolutely, yes. We started in 2009, and at that time, we were officially located at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. Our founder is Dr. Martha Robbins, and she started the first program, which is spiritual direction and spiritual leadership. And the first cohort graduated in 2011. We are about to graduate our sixth cohort this coming May.
Wow. Very nice.
In spiritual direction and leadership. And we focus on the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius as a grounding for spiritual direction and spiritual life. And we are starting a cohort this coming October. That will be cohort 7 for us in our spiritual direction program.
Interesting. So essentially, you're looking for people who would like spiritual direction, but I think maybe more importantly, because of the Pneuma Institute focus, for a new class of spiritual directors to come in for training to become spiritual directors. Fair to say?
Yes, and both of those things can be true. If you go to our website, Pneuma Institute SDL, you can actually look for a spiritual director on our website. We have a list of certified spiritual directors right there. Some of them have a little bio with them, and there's contact information. But in particular, right now we're beginning our process of helping people discern, do they feel a call to be a spiritual director? And if so, is Pneuma the program for you? And would you like to talk to someone about that program?
So when you say program, is that the kind of thing that you have to be committed to? Like you're going to be a part of it for a certain length of time?
Yes, it's a 2-year program. You meet 6 times in those 2 years. We call them intensives. 3 of those intensives are in person, and they are either a 3-day or a 5-day intensive at the Martinez Spirituality Center in Wexford. And 3 of those intensives will be virtual. So they're spread out through the year. The first one will be in October. The next one will be in January. The one after that will be in the spring. And then the same cycle for the second year.
So 2 years, Kath. This sounds in some ways like, I'm not going to soft sell this, like it's a very serious spiritual immersion, almost as though you're getting a master's degree.
Yes. And some people actually go to universities and get a master's degree in spiritual direction. It's totally doable. I did it. And most of the people who complete the program have full-time jobs. So it's not like you have to quit your life to do this. But you definitely make a commitment to readings before the intensives. After the third intensive, you will take on 2 directees and get monthly individual supervision for the rest of the program with the people that you are then seeing in spiritual direction through the program. So it's a lot of individual work with each person to help them find their gifts and find their voice and deepen their listening. But it's also theologically sound. It's ecumenical. Anyone who is interested in Christian spiritual direction would be open to joining our program.
We're speaking with Kathy Yarzabinski from the Pneuma Institute. Kath, before we go forward, give contact information, whether you have a website or phone numbers.
The website is pneumainstitutesdl.org. And my email there is directorofprograms@pneumainstitutesdl.org. Either one of those will get you to our website.
Wonderful. Can you talk about yourself personally? I mean, your own spiritual journey. People are listening now and going, yeah, I'm kind of curious about this, but what does that take? When you started this spiritual journey, how far along were you on the path and this journey with the Pneuma Institute to become a spiritual director? What exactly changed in you? I mean, that's a big thing that you're undergoing here.
In the mid-90s, I was in a position in my life where work was pretty chaotic, and actually my church life was a little chaotic, and I began praying for something. I was asking God to send me somewhere where I could deepen my relationship with God, and I was introduced to a woman who was giving the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. So I made a commitment to do those spiritual exercises, and typically when you do them in everyday life, it's about a 9-month commitment. And that really solidified in me the deep desire to be closer to God, that certainly my church and my faith were very important to me, but my relationship, my personal relationship with God was really the most important thing in my life. And so I then joined a faith sharing group, and in 2003, I was invited to get trained in accompanying people through the exercises. And I did that, but I did not think it was the best training, and I was looking for something else. And luckily, a friend of mine heard about Pneuma, and they were putting together their first cohort. And so I joined the first cohort in 2009. Yes, it was a fluke question I asked, and someone said, oh, you should look into this program. So I joined the first cohort and completed my certificates in 2011, and I have never looked back. I'm retired now from my job and my career, and I tell people all the time, I get to talk about God every single day in my retirement. Who gets that kind of grace in their life?
That's really beautiful. So the point of this whole conversation, if you have some interest, of course, we all have interest in God, but to a higher level, to become a spiritual director, or if you're on that same path and you need a spiritual director, Pneuma Institute, located right here in the city of Pittsburgh. Kath, once more, give contact information.
Sure. Our website is pneumainstitutesdl.org. So that's Pneuma Institute Spiritual Direction Leadership. The SDL stands for Spiritual Direction Leadership. And my email there, I'm the director of programs. So my email is directorofprograms@pneumainstitutesdl.org. And Pneuma, again, is P-N-E-U-M-A, like spirit, breath. That's Pneuma.
Okay. Well, it's been a fascinating conversation. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Truly it is. To walk deeper with the Lord, Pneuma Institute, online easily found.